Evidence of India's slowing economy can be seen from local car dealerships, where auto sales are set to decrease for the first time in 10 years, to job training workshops like this one, where unemployed young people like Yogesh Daya get interview advice. The New Delhi resident says finding a job in India's retail sector is tough.
As the market is going down, so competition is so high.
Employment consultant Alka Kohli says she's seen a change in the job market since starting her training and recruiting company.
There are many more people who need jobs now than they needed 5 years ago. That is definitely there. However, like earlier, there was a lot of trend of everybody going in for a post-graduation and asking for jobs. But now people understand that post-graduation is not necessarily translating into job market.
As India's once double-digit growth rate dips to 5%, analysts like Rajiv Kumar with the Center for Policy Research warn that future growth depends on large-scale job creation to employ the next generation of workers. He says that means adding 1 million new jobs every month for the next two decades.
The long-term strength of the Indian economy is supposed to be its young population. But if you do not, for example, create these jobs now, these young people will be frustrated, will be angry, and will be out in the streets, which then will begin to impact your longer-term growth prospects.
Ahead of this year's BRICS summit in South Africa, Kumar says India should not focus too much on its standing among other emerging economies, such as Indonesia, which is becoming a favorite for foreign investors. Instead, he says officials should focus on domestic problems, like improving governance, the public education system, and the country's infrastructure.
Your major cities in the, Lucknow, Varanasi, Chennai, they've all got 4, 6, 8 hours of power cuts. Now, how does a country, or how does an economy work, without this?
As job applicants like Sachin Dwivedi sharpen their skills at training centers for the tighter labor market, many are optimistic that the economy will bounce back.
I faced the interview, one or two interviews, but I failed. I mean, I could not succeed it. But still there is hope, and I'm trying my best.
For India's leaders, much is riding on their ability to meet the expectations of hundreds of millions of new workers. Arup Pandey, VOA News, New Delhi.